Evening. Today we're going to be going over understanding food labels. You know how books have tables of contents that explains what's inside. Nutritional labels are kind of like that also. They tell you what's inside the food you're eating and the parts that make it. Understanding the nutritional fact labels is important because it helps fight obesity and prevents health problems later in life if we use this knowledge to our advantage. By reading labels, we will become more aware of what is in the food we eat. We can use this to make healthier food choices and establish good eating habits for life. After this lesson, you will be able to identify keywords on food nutrition labels, know what these words mean, understand serving size and calories per serving, where to find the percent daily value and what that means, and where to find the ingredients. Nutritional fact food labels gives you information about which nutrients are in the food. Your body needs the right combination of nutrients such as vitamins and minerals to work properly and grow. Nutritional fact food labels are located somewhere on the outside of packaged foods, and you usually don't have to look hard to find them. Fresh foods do not always have nutritional facts listed on them. Most nutrients are measured in grams, written with a small g, and some nutrients are measured in milligrams, which is written as a mg. Milligrams are very tiny and takes 1,000 milligrams to make 1 gram. Other information on the label is given in percentages. Foods contain fat, protein, carbohydrates, and fiber. Foods also contain vitamins such as A and C and minerals such as calcium and iron and potassium. Percent daily values show how the amount of nutrients fit into a 2,000 calorie diet. Individual calorie needs are based on age, sex, size, and activity level. Food labels aren't ideal for kids because they're calculated based on what adults need to eat. A kid's diet might be more or less than 2,000 calories based on their age, whether they're a boy or girl, and how active they are. Likewise, children may need more or less of certain food components and nutrients such as calcium and iron, but kids can still get important information from food labels. They can get a general idea about what the food contains and how much is in a serving and how many calories are in a serving. Kids can also use the label to compare different kinds of foods, which one has more fiber, which one has more fat, which one has more calories or sugar per serving. The ingredients list is another important part of the label. Ingredients are listed in order so that you get an idea of how much of each ingredient is in the food. When something is listed first, second, or third, you know that that food probably contains a lot of it. The foods will contain smaller amounts of ingredients mentioned at the end of the list. With that in mind, you can look and see where sugar appears in your ingredients list. Limit foods that mention sugar in the first few ingredients. Sugar has several different names, so you have to be careful because it's kind of tricky, because sugar is also known as high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, and glucose. Serving size. Nutritional labels always list a serving size, which is the amount of food, such as 1 cup of cereal, or 2 cookies, or 10 pretzels. The nutritional label will tell you how many nutrients are in that amount of food. Serving size also helps people understand how much they're eating. So if you ate 20 pretzels, that would be 2 servings. Servings per container or package. The label also tells you how many servings are contained in that package of food. If there are 15 servings in a box of cookies, and each serving is 2 cookies, and you have 30 students in the class, then everyone will have a cookie. Math comes in handy when you're using food labels as well. Calories and calories from fat. The number of calories in a single serving of food is listed on the end of the label. This number tells you the amount of energy in the food, the calories in the food that come from fat, protein, and carbohydrates. People pay attention to calories because if you eat more calories than your body uses, you gain weight. If you burn more calories than you eat, you lose weight. An important part of the label is the number of calories that come from fat. People check this because it's good to limit the fat intake to 30% or less of the calories they eat. Total fat is the number of fat grams contained in one serving of the food. Fat is an important nutrient that your body uses for growth and development, but you don't want to eat too much of it. There are different kinds of fat, such as saturated, unsaturated, and trans fat, and they will all be listed separately on the label. Cholesterol and sodium. These numbers tell you how much cholesterol and sodium are in a single serving of food, and they are also included on the label because some people should limit the amount of cholesterol and salt in their diets. Cholesterol and sodium are usually measured in milligrams. Total carbohydrates. This is the number that tells you how many carbohydrate grams are in one serving of food. Carbohydrates are your body's primary source of energy. Under this heading, the number of grams of sugar and grams of dietary fiber in each serving are listed. We will need more grams of dietary fiber and less grams of sugar. Protein. This number tells you how much protein you get from a single serving of food. Your body needs protein to build and repair essential body parts such as muscles, blood, and organs. Protein is often measured in grams. Vitamin A and vitamin C are also listed, and they are two important vitamins in a serving of food. Each amount is given as a percent daily value. Other vitamins may also be listed on the labels. Calcium and iron percentages are listed. These are two important minerals that are in the servings of food. Again, each amount is given as a daily value, and the other minerals may also be listed on the label. So, now that we've gone over the labels, you should be able to identify your grams, milligrams, your percentages, your calories, your percent daily values, proteins, carbohydrates, fats, the list of ingredients and what they're listed as. And you should be able to read a nutritional label and know what you're looking at.